Isn't it interesting, being in the media business, four people killed yesterday, one of them a 9-year-old boy dying in his mother's arms. And crickets. Why is that, Tom?
I don't know what you mean
is
by crickets.
Is it because the guy's not white? Because he's not white?
No, I don't know why you're injecting a race into this. I did hear this story, and it's a horrible story, and I saw it headlined.
Yeah,
it's awful. It's a murder-suicide kind of thing, right? Or it's one of those awful stories where he was upset
why
about...
Know his race? Why not know his race? Because I looked up just to see Atlanta. Atlanta, the first thing they say is white shooter. I looked up this one. I can't find anything. I don't care about the race, but it's often the case, as I said the other day in my big rant, that it depends on the color of the person killed and the person shooting that can be made political of this. I haven't seen them break in. The White House, Biden made a brief comment about it. This is horrible, but it's not a big deal because the guy is Hispanic and he went in there and he killed four people. The 9-year-old dies in his mother's arms. And but that shooter's race is not identified because it's not used as a political chip. So, unfortunately for the people who lost their life there in Orange County, none of them can be used for political purposes.
I don't think it's a horrible case about a guy who killed his own kids, right? It's not the kind of story that's about a racial... there's no a racial aspect to this. It's a horrible story about a guy who was jealous of a woman who... his wife who claimed abuse or something, and then he killed her and the kids. I mean, it's a domestic violence kind of case, right? I mean, if that's...
How's the Atlanta case race?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you mean the shooting? We don't know if it was race. It certainly raised a lot of questions, but I never heard that anyone determined it was. They're still investigating it, right? The shooter. But, that's a very different case. When you're shooting other people... This is not, I mean, it's awful. Family, domestic violence is as awful as anything gets, but it's a different kind of story.
Right. Got it. Sure. Here comes the wooden wagon. Oh, but this is on these days, it's so complicated. The horse is coming in, teeny tiny, is waving. It'd be a little tiny sign could read. Know it all quiz, have Jacob get on the phones. Okay, teeny tiny, look at her producing from the wagon. So on the phones, 1-888-973-5476-1. 888-973-5476. As Jacob says, it is a prize pack from Cairo Radio. That's what you're playing for. But more than that, you'll put that aside. You'll re-gift that at Christmas time. It's radio. You're on the radio. This is a new technology that people just can't wait to be a part of. 1-888-973-5476. Get on the phone to get on the
sole, flounder, cod, and catfish.
The answer is no.
Sole, cod, catfish, flounder.
Excellent.
There we go. Okay, so that's a teeny tiny. She's moving into her position. Jacob has now left his spot in there answering the phones. 1-888-973-5476. Get on the phone to get on the air. Play the know-it-all quiz. And again, don't even think twice about the thing coming in the mail in a week and a half. Right, Tom? That's you're not in it for that. You're not in it for that. We want the people that respect and honor the power of the radio.
Set your sights low and you'll be pleased.
That's right.
Pleasantly surprised.
Wait, you know the one guy that called up and won and he wanted shoes and I got him shoes? I never heard from him again.
Wow, really? Do you think there's a chance he didn't get it? That somehow stolen? Or?
No, I got it. You know. Thanks for the shoes.
Oh, he did. Okay. That's great.
He could have gotten a little bit more than just thanks for the shoes. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Tom?
No, a giver can't make any claims from the recipient.
All right. Seattle area tops the U.S. for willingness to get COVID vaccines after a shift in attitude. And Sean has been working hard. This comes in at number one. It's a music montage about vaccines in Seattle.
28% of people over the age of 65 who still have not received their vaccine. This is really disturbing to us because we know this vaccine is extremely successful. Remains a fatal disease. It is a dangerous situation.
Highway
danger zone. The danger zone. So I'm calling on all of us to help these folks.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Didn't write no more.
Let's do another hour, John.
Yeah, is that what you say? John, thank you. Thank you for your hard
that
work.
Oh, perfect. You're welcome. I was inspired, so I figured I might as well just do it.
All right, don't let that happen again. Let's say the news is, no, thanks, Sean. The news is that apparently there's been a shift in attitudes, right? That Seattle was hesitant, but now people are jumping on board and getting the experimental vaccine shot into their arm.
Let's not oversell this, John. So there has been a shift.
Tom, we're doing talk radio in the afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
There is
the
no such
Cut
thing
loose.
As not oversell. Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
So we are now number one. We were number two, the second most excited city to get vaccines. Oh, and by the way, we need to qualify this. When they say the Seattle area, it's not just we little liberal enclave in Seattle. We are talking about the Tri-County area, Snohomish, King, and Pierce County. So this is a big group. This just isn't Seattle specific. But we were the second most. San Francisco, I think, was the most eager to get it. And that poll was taken in January. Now in March, we've actually moved to number one. Now 73% of us who haven't been vaccinated say yes, we are planning to get a vaccination as soon as we can, passing San Francisco. And so they said, well, what's interesting about it is we've moved 5 percentage points more willing, and they can chart other cities. Philadelphia improved by 7%, and Los Angeles 6.5%, New York almost 5%. And what are they saying? So they ask, what has changed? And what's really changed is, the at least for us in the Seattle area, is the safety issue. Because between January and March, enough people took it and didn't break out in hives or something, that the safety issue has dropped by half. The concerns about the actual vaccine have dropped by half. The number of people that said, I don't want to take it because I think there are people that need it more than me, that dropped in half. The only factor that didn't change one iota for a reason not to get vaccinated right off the bat was, you'll love this, John, distrust in government. That stayed absolutely the same all the way through. And so that remains the number one reason why the Seattle or the Snohomish County, King County, Pierce County people who won't get the vaccine, which is a, 20 some percent of us, is distrust of government. But most of us have seen it. It seems to work, and we're okay with it now.
So that means the government has done nothing to make people trust them. So you haven't moved the needle on that. You had the people that were like, you go first, and if you don't die, I'll go, right? So
yes.
You have those people.
Yes.
Then you have the other people that like, no, you go before me. You're old, and I don't want to jump in front of you. Besides, you want to see if you get it and you don't die.
Yes.
So, and then the other people, there's nothing to move the others. I just wanted to see how I got a really conservative city like Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I'm looking up to see how Tulsa, Oklahoma is doing. Because that is, that is one conservative town. I wonder how bad, because that's, now they're holding out. That will be interesting to see what percentage of those people are getting vaccinated on this.
Okay,
one,
well,
so.
We do have like the lowest. So the towns that scored the lowest, Riverside, San Bernardino, they have only 43.4%. In fact, there were a couple that went down in the last 3 months. Detroit went down. Phoenix went down, and Riverside, San Bernardino, they all lost. So more people aren't going to get it now. But in general, nationwide, 51% of us want it and say we'll get it, which is that actually didn't move. But some went up and some went down. But the lowest is
I met a considerable number of people. I've met a lot of people that don't trust it.
Yeah, but are they mostly in the clum? Or do you mean other people?
A fair amount of clummers. Clummers now. But I've met others as well that say that the MRA thing that's being done is too experimental as far as they're concerned. They're okay with vaccines, but they don't like the fact that Johnson & Johnson, they say, has aborted embryonic cells. They don't like that. They are okay with vaccines. This, would you get the flu vaccine? Do you get the other vaccine? Yes. So they're not anti-vaxxers. Okay. Yeah. They don't trust this one. They just think this M thing, R thing, A thing is not a vaccine. It gets into the cell and gets into the thing and it's into the DNA. And they said they just, they don't want to be part of that experiment. So they're opting out. And then I guess they don't want to be, they don't want to get the Johnson & Johnson. And just generally, they're like, look, we'll do free riding on it. We'll let you get it, everybody else that's gone through herd immunity, and then there'll be the other people that are just simply going to not get the flu or not get the COVID because everybody else has basically broken the chain of transmission.
A couple
free
of
riders,
a,
they're known as.
A couple of other stats. Statewide, so this would include the Clummers, 67% of unvaccinated Washingtonians will definitely get vaccinated. 67%. So that's not that far off the Puget Sound counties of 73%. And that ranks second among all the states, only behind Vermont. Do we that high? And then the state
I'm
with the lowest.
I'm going to throw out 20% as lying to the pollsters. I'm throwing 20% of them out as lying to the pollsters.
Okay.
Yeah, because
and then
the pollster the says you plan on getting the vaccine. If you say no, you're going against the Washingtonians and Biden and everybody else. You say yes, and then you just simply are able to kind of go, I'll make up my own mind. I'll tell the pollsters what they want to hear.
Okay, but then, I mean, you can just invalidate the entire poll, or you can just say, okay, you can discount 20% of any of these the poll responses.
Out.
The placement of the states or the cities, that makes sense whether you're right or wrong. It's still the placement seems right. And by the way, the state with the lowest percentage of people who'd say they'll definitely get vaccinated, Mississippi at 24%. Hmm. And then finally, Don, do you want to get to the story about why we are the slowest of the top 15 metro areas to get out, or are you not ready
to
move on to that
In
story?
Seattle being a unique sort of Seattle, and you could look at Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco as being these hubs of liberals. Do you think liberals just generally trust the government? So when Fauci tells you to do something, you guys say how high. When Biden tells you, liberals go with it. Of course, when Donald Trump was in the White House, then
I think it had more to do with
Kamala Harris, the first Indian American vice president, said she was not going to get it or be seriously having second thoughts about the vaccine. But do you just generally you trust government?
I don't think so, because I'm a child of the 60s, and anything I mean, we were protesting the war. You know, the generation above, you know, before me. I mean, there's a natural distrust of government, I think, on both the left and the right. In this particular case, I do think because it was influenced, I was thinking about this. Imagine if Donald Trump had just got on the, the COVID bandwagon and say, yes, everyone should wear masks, all this kind of stuff. I don't think there would be this kind of cultural battle that's happening right now. And because of that, whatever suspicions liberals might have had would not be so embraced because Biden is now president.
So when Trump said we're going to put a travel ban on people coming in from China, and then he was a xenophobe, it wasn't politicized at that point.
Well, it was because of past behavior. I think that's where that tripped him up. But if he had just got ahead of it by saying, you know, this is nothing against China. We will keep the Europeans from coming in as well, because there's a different strain outbreak then, and got behind the mask business and taking this, seriously and all this, not leaving it up to the states. I think the attitude would be a little different, but.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the work that was done on Warp Speed. All right. By the way, thank you. That should have been the Time Magazine cover, should have been the vaccine. Rob McKenna was talking to Seattle Morning News about the George Floyd trial, and he has some perspective on what he thinks is happening as the prosecution and the defense are laying out. This trial of the trials that have been going on, at this one being so public, there's so much video. And so much audio that is being seen. McKenna responding to some questions from Dave Ross.
Prosecution needs to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the amount of force that Chauvin used was excessive and unreasonable, and that force was the cause of death. defense needs to sow seeds of doubt in the jurors' minds so that there is a reasonable doubt created. Number one, by arguing that the amount of force Chauvin used was objectively reasonable, regardless of the intent or motivation of Chauvin. And number two, to create reasonable doubt about whether that amount of force, kneeling on his neck for 8 minutes and 49 seconds, was the cause of death, or whether death was actually caused by the drugs that were in his system at the time.
Okay.
A whole bunch of cuts here. I'll tell you what he talks about, and you tell which one you want. You ready?
Oh. Okay. Just play one more fast.
How about this one? How he thinks the defense will respond. Here we go.
Okay,
ready?
The defense is likely to try to portray Mr. Floyd as an objective threat, given the circumstances as the officers understood them when they were called. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to focus quite a bit on Mr. Floyd's resistance to getting it being put into the back of the squad car, which resulted in him being put down on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, they talked a lot about the counterfeit $20 bill and the guy that took the 20 and then went out to the van to talk to George Floyd about it. And yeah,
his boss talked today. Chauvin's boss.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. A couple quick things. We have a good candidate to play Know-It-All Quiz.
Yes.
Yay. Excellent. And Tracy Taylor has traffic. So far, the show is just going swimmingly. All right, here we go. The much-heralded Know-It-All Quiz with fabulous prizes that we don't need to talk about because the big prize is being on the radio. Let's meet our contestant now. His name is Robert. He's a truck driver, and he's in Puyallup. He's 45 years old, and he thinks the Cars for Kids commercial sounds better than Jay Inslee trying to talk through a mask. I got some idea of what side of the field Robert plays on. Conservative. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Say hi to Tom. Say hi to Tom.
Hey, Robert.
You'll ever talk to.
All right, Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Pretty good. Hey, how's the pandemic hit you as a truck driver? Hard or not too bad?
Just long and drawn out, just like the road, just like the traffic report.
There we go. Oh.
Fair enough.
All right. Listen, we want to get to all of these questions because I know you want to have a chance to shine. So let's, tone and tenor is going to change right now, Robert, and you need to get, how many right, Tom?
Three.
Whoa. All right, Robert, here we go, my friend.
Conservative, all right.
Yeah. Normally he insults you by saying one, meaning you're so
That's
dumb
right.
because you're conservative. Because you,
I have
you
believe faith in Robert.
Here we go. I started trying out a new way to test my wacky theories. I asked Sean to do something. What do I ask Sean to do, Tom?
A, turn the volume up on my mic and add echo and throw in some sophomoric sound effect, perhaps a fart, for good measure. B, turn Tom's mic off for 10 minutes and add the aforementioned fart. Or C, dial 10 numbers at random and get some poor, confused person on the phone and I test my theory on them.
Hmm. Well, I'd say the first one sounds like my phone, but I think the answer is C.
Yes! At this point, Robert, a good conservative who drives a truck and lives in Puyallup, Tom, has how many correct?
He's one-third of the way there. He is one for one, John, that Robert.
Yep. Don't let him try to confuse you with fractions, Robert.
All right. Oh, God.
Here we go. Yeah, I know. I lost a bet to Tom yesterday. What'd we bet on, Tom?
A, would vaccinated and non-infectious Governor Inslee be wearing a mask at his press conference? B, would Tom say kill two birds with one stone? Or C, would I raise my voice and give the false impression that I am yelling at Hannah?
Hmm. Well, if it was two birds, I thought maybe the dog got another chicken, but I think it was A on that one. Inslee with the mask.
Yes, good. And we got Robert showing off by digging deep into the great golden chestnuts of this show. Here we go.
I should have said five for five.
Tom and I can't help ourselves and broke into song twice this week, singing from Stephen Sondheim, What's Worse for Our Listeners and Our Ratings? Tom.
A, nothing. Hands down, talking about music, theater, or singing is always a show killer. B, John yelling about whatever. Or C, musical theater. I know that was the first possible answer, but just wanted to really drive home how much people hate us talking about it.
Robert.
Well, I think you got a better reply with the Cars for Kids advertisement today, but I have to say C.
All right. Got it. Here we go. A Wheel of Fortune contestants missed out on a potential lots and lots of money on a technicality. What was the grave mistake, Robert and Tom?
Here we go. A. In order to attract a younger demo, a new rule requires contestants to perform a TikTok dance upon successfully solving a puzzle. The contestant's attempt was so terrible, they took away his winnings. B. He accidentally added an and in his answer. Or C. The contestant had the entire dictionary written in very small print on his hands and arms, which was considered cheating.
Sure, it wasn't Biden with the it written down, but I have to say it was the...
good one, Robert. I love you, Robert.
We gotta let Robert write the quiz.
How about Jacob has written too? Look at Jacob going all out. Bonus question here. What gift did I announce that I was going to give to Tom this week? Tom?
A, a half-drunk bottle of bourbon. B, a free back tattoo. John said Tom could get any economist he wants tattooed on his back, as long as that economist is Milton Friedman. Or C, yes, two books about Sondheim.
Well, my question is the half-drunk bottle of bourbon the prize for the know-it-all quiz today?
Sounds like that wish.
Can we give that away?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Right here. Here.
Take a swig.
Here I am hitting it with a plastic bowl. All right.
Hopefully not a grip with that, too.
The answer is... All right. Congratulations, Robert. Jacob, why don't you take a minute or two to explain to Robert what will be arriving at his house shortly?
I don't have a lot of specifics for you, Robert, but it will be a Cairo Radio prize pack.
Woohoo!
Hey, John, do I get an autograph of that, too?
You want an autograph of something?
Yeah, sure.
By the way, I'm going to invite you out to my party coming up in July. I'm going to have a big, out here in the clump. You get in that truck of yours. What are you driving, by the way? What kind of truck are you driving?
It's an 18-wheeler, full-length tractor trailer.
Wow.
Okay. And what's your route? Are you just locally?
That's fine.
Yeah. Where you go? Where do you normally drive? You a daily, or are you down to Bakersfield, back up to Vancouver? What are you doing?
It's the daily stuff. I just go up and down I-5 and 405, picking up scrap tires from all the dealerships.
Got it. Who is your favorite traffic person?
Has to be Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, Robert, since you live and die on her reports, why you get the greatest gift? Because the thing that's coming in your house in a couple of weeks is a piece of crap. You can throw to Tracy Taylor right now. All right, however you want to say, just you can introduce Tracy. Go ahead.
The woman makes my day so much better.
There you go. You, Robert, you're not asking her out on a date. You're just throwing the traffic. Just a general sort of over to her.
Whenever I hear that 405 is bad, I go the other way.
Well, good, Robert, because I'm going to tell you right now, it is bad. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Match made in heaven. Thanks, Robert. I'm going to keep your phone number and invite you to the big party out here in the clump. Just don't drink so much that you throw up on my rug, okay?
On my
Will we be drinking in the garage?
Oh, yeah, Dougie's garage.
That was...
Thank you for that, Sean. That was excellent. By the way, save Robert's phone number. I will be inviting him to the big clum party.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Picking the date. We want to make sure it's not... We don't want thunderstorms. We don't want it to be too hot. Although Dougie's like, you want to make it hot so the girls start taking their tops off. I was like, you know what? You are gross, okay?
Oh, that kind of party.
I didn't realize how well Dougie would get along with Larry in accounting. That's concerning.
I said, we don't have a pool. We don't have a lake. I mean, the creek is across the street. Why are they going to do that? Guitar. You know how girls are. It's like, where? I don't want to know where. It really ruined the conversation of trying to set a date, you know? Tom, we're sending out those handwritten, you know, nice little cards for RSVPing.
Oh, that's cute. You do an Evite. An Evite to the club.
All right, hey. Here comes the mailman singing a song. What do you know?
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the
kids
mailman.
Love this song. Yep. Yep. Kids love it. All the way to the end.
He should have sung it to Happy Birthday.
Sorry to the kids out there.
All right. Okay, we start off with the letters.
Yeah, well, hold on. Teeny Tiny's got two parts. You got to kick her out of the show. Hello,
we're running
Teeny
out
Tiny.
Of time.
Teeny. Teeny.
It's like you at the beginning of the show.
She's not paying attention. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay.
Hey, hi there, lady.
Here we are. Go ahead.
We talked about the Mariners traffic that after these big sporting events, perhaps mm-hmm. in the near future, in a few months, we may have civilians directing traffic and not actual cops.
Yes.
Area code 253. Wait for Seahawks games. It'll be a huge mess.
253, it's a big deal. You'll end up with inexperienced civilians directing traffic and few of them. Okay.
On the Georgia elections business, area code 206, John, so why are Republicans mm-hmm. pushing voting changes? To fight fraud? Yeah. Fraud is basically non-existent. To improve turnout? Mm-hmm. These changes seem to make it harder to vote, etc. What's the driver?
360, well, Washington doesn't allow electioneering either. Okay.
In area code 425, the laws are being changed in these states to keep Democrats from cheating all the time. Plain and simple.
360 says, will someone, Tom, maybe, please tell President Biden that Georgia gives voter IDs to any citizen living in Georgia who can't afford one so they can have an ID when voting. Okay.
And area code 206, personally, I'm looking forward to the lawsuits by folks like Dominion. Hitting folks in the wallet seems to be the only thing that matters to the right.
Kids in sports, 360 says Steve Rabel was playing for Georgia Tech when Notre Dame played the Rudy game. Really?
Really?
How about that? Huh?
That's good. And area code 206, $1,000 a month is cheap. That's how much they say kids' parents pay per child a month. And that's apparently
it is cheap.
Cheap. Okay.
Cheap. Wheel of Fortune 360. It took a Jeopardy mess up to reveal that Tom is a closet conservative. No wonder he's always expressing angst.
Actually, it was Wheel of Fortune, but still, I get the point. Mm-hmm. Erico 206. I'm liberal, and I say he's out of there.
Out of there. 425. Wait, what? John, has John applied to be the next Jeopardy host? And if not, why not?
That's all right. You'd be perfect, John. On the Compassion Seattle Initiative, area code 206, I drove past some horses and it smelt like toast. Maybe if the people at the park smelt like toast, it'd be okay.
I think that person might be having a stroke, and so I would recommend that they see a doctor. I don't know why they're smelling hose. It's toast.
That's right.
Is it toast or cinnamon? Oh, it's toast.
I think
it?
It's okay. Burnt toast, yeah.
But that goes to show you, even in the midst of a stroke, people want to write to us.
Yes, they're writing
253. How many homeless people really want to stay homeless?
And area code 206, FYI, 12% of $6 billion is $720 million.
Thank you. 306 says, so it sounds like we have about 15 different organizations, and they're all working towards this is why they cannot get this figured out. Instead of taking more of our money and putting it into another committee, task force, council, to get this resolved. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And area code 425, utopia equals not a place, i.e. no place.
Thank you for that. Hashtag van life. 253, yep, rich people have to go poo too. Okay.
On the vaccines, area code 206, I totally distrust Jay Inslee and Joe Biden's government, but I still got the vaccine. Still makes sense to me at 60 years of age.
425, John, mRNA vaccine is a vaccine. All vaccines cause an immune response to one of the methods or another. Many vaccines use a method that causes your cell to generate a viral response immune and to react to it. You may be confusing vaccines with inoculation.
Oh, wow.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
And the letter of the day comes from an old standby, Joey the Garbage Man. Oh. Curly. I find it interesting that you basically carried Matisse Thybulle to the NBA, but you wouldn't pay for a batting coach for your own son. Let me know when the Dad of the Year parade is. I'll make sure to be there. P.S. I better get an invite to that Cleellum party. Actually, I'm showing up either way.
You're invited. You're invited. Thanks, Matisse Thybulle, I could see talent. I knew that guy was going somewhere. I genetically have entrapped my son. I entrap Rye.
Tom. There you go.
Let me tell you.
Blame yourself.
That's true. It's all my fault. All right.
That's all she
Thank you for
wrote.
Noticing.
That's
greatness.
All she wrote.
Thanks,
been riding no more.
Been riding no more.
Let's do another hour.
She left the blue hanging round my front door.
I thought I better hit him upside the... A pie!